The Turkish president says that Ankara will buy some of Russia's air defense systems soon.
Turkey needs S-400 missiles and this deal is finished. God willing, we will procure them as soon as possible. Turkey also needs F-35 jets for which it is a program partner.
Erdogan speaking at a graduation ceremony for military officers in the capital, Ankara. The president said that Turkey needs to cooperate with other countries, just as it needs to work with the United States and the European Union. Turkey's deal with Russia comes at a time of high tensions with the U.S. over Ankara's detention of an American pastor on terror-related charges. The White House has warned Turkey over its decision to buy the defense equipment, saying that the move could affect future military cooperation with the two sides. Michel Chesedovsky is from the Center for Research on Globalization, joins us from Montreal. Welcome. So, you know, this issue behind the purchase of the S-400 missile defense system is something that has come up quite often, and Turkey is now raising it again. Perhaps you can tell us why the U.S., I don't know what word to use, feels a bit threatened by this purchase and why it keeps popping up and it doesn't really happen all the way.
Well, I think we have to focus on the fact that there is a major rift in the U.S.-Turkey military alliance and its broader implications for the Atlantic alliance. This structure of military alliances is largely ignored by the Western media. NATO is in a shambles. If Turkey is to acquire the Russian state-of-the-art S-400 air defense system, it means that it is, in a sense, withdrawing from the NATO, the integrated U.S.-NATO-Israel air defense system. There's logistics behind this. It's not simply equipment. And so that, from my standpoint, this decision, although unofficial with regards to President Erdogan or even the White House, this is tantamount to what I would call NATO exit. Last month, the U.S. Congress decided to ban the shipment of F-35 aircraft to Turkey. In other words, they were, in a sense, threatening them, unless, of course, Ankara refused to purchase the S-400. Now, I think the outcome of this is, of course, crucial as to where Turkey, what Turkey's position is in relation to the United States, to NATO, but also to Israel, We know now that the Turkey-Israel alliance, which developed, it's a military and intelligence alliance, it developed in the 90s. There was a memorandum of understanding, there were joint committees, and of course, though that alliance was essentially directed against, it was directed against Syria, and it was also directed against Iran. And now the structure of alliances and cross-cutting coalitions has shifted. And in a sense, Turkey is, as I would say, sleeping with enemy. It is sleeping with enemy, namely two of what America's staunchest enemies, namely Russia and Iran, through normalization and cooperation. Now, the other aspect, of course, is the situation in northern Syria. The United States has a military presence there. It's developing air force, air defense capabilities, radar, and so on. And at the same time, within the same area of influence, where we have U.S. forces there protecting the Kurdish rebels, Turkey is involved, and potentially Turkey could be clashing with, well, it is clashing with the Kurdish rebels who are supported by the U.S., but this could lead to a situation of open confrontation of one member state of the Atlantic Alliance against another state of the Atlantic Alliance, namely the United States.
Thank you very much for that, Michel Chesedovsky, from the Center for Research on Globalization.